علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you back to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are focusing on the sermon number one, whereby Imam Ali alayhi salam there explains about some of the duties and responsibilities of the messengers, which are quite in light of the issues and problems that the communities were facing, and the greatest pain that the societies face is the pain of separation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and basically the forgetfulness of tawheed. And when tawheed is rather derailed from their lives, like it is removed completely and they are not able to follow that path in the right way, or they completely follow a different path which is far away from tawheed. And so the prophets had to bring back this state into them. And we mentioned that yes, the prophets come to form governments, come to form social structures, but those are all in light of trying to bring people towards that actual aim of creation, which is servitude, which is being mindful of their duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the characteristics of those governments would be that they should be able to be best able to provide those services that would be able to create progress in mankind.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when you talk about a government or a system which allows these beautiful things that for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created mankind to happen, we can give some examples. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says, for example, he says one of the reasons that the messengers were sent is that لِيَسْتَعْدُوهُمْ مِثَاقَ فِطْرَتِهِ, so that people are made to... So basically the prophets come so that the people are reminded of or are made to fulfill their covenants, the covenant of God that is there in their essence. That means that even if a prophet comes with a system, that system will be preparing those grounds for such a thing to happen. It won't have something contrary to that. So he won't create a system whereby people can neglect this covenant. While we see in the world today, there are systems that actually cause people to neglect that internal or that inner covenant that they have with God. The systems are such that God is out of place, basically. He is not there for them at all. So we notice that this is not the kind of systems the prophets will come with. Anyone who claims that they are a prophetic nation or a religious nation, but there are systems within their governance, their government, where people are made to forget that covenant of obedience, then that system is not correct. So, for example, there are certain governments today, they call themselves Islamic governments, but then they allow alcohol, they allow people to, do haram actions, they allow that to happen. And they say this is because man has to be free. Well, when you allow that in your system openly in the society for haram actions to happen or actions that are forbidden to occur, then you are not actually doing what the prophets would do. The prophets, they gear their governments, they make their systems so that people, they are able to materialize, they are able to fulfill that internal covenant that they have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will not make a system whereby people go against that. Their educational system will be such that people will fulfill their covenant. Not like the 2030, unfortunately, the 2030, you can say, strategy that the United Nations and some of the Western countries have for the education of children and people. Not like that. If you notice that educational system actually is geared towards forgetting the prophetic teachings and only focusing on some very petty material issues, maybe that would cause material progress, but not real progress. So the prophets would not be like that. They would have another kind of system.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, when you look at these five sentences that Imam Ali alayhi salam said that they will, that these are the duties of the prophets. So, for example, the first sentence here is that he says here, لِيَسْتَأْدُوهُمْ مِثَاقَ فِطْرَتِهِ, so that the prophets make the people fulfill their covenants that are within their fitra and their essence. Or وَيُذَكِّرُوهُمْ مَنْ سِيَ نِعْمَتِهِ, and so that the prophets remind them about the blessings they have forgotten. وَيَحْتَجُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالتَّبْلِيغِ, and so that the prophets, they finalize their arguments with the people so that it is clear to them what the truth is. وَيُثِيرُ لَهُمْ دَفَائِنَ الْأُقُولُ, and so that they should excavate, or rather they should extract those treasures that are hidden in their intellects. وَيَرُوهُمْ آيَاتِ الْمَقْدِرَ, and so that the prophets show them the signs of strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These few statements, if you see, these are exactly those strategies that will destroy the strategies of the enemies of truth, of the enemies of Tawheed, that will kind of be a cure for the problems that were there before the coming of the prophets. And inshallah, we shall make this comparison very soon in the next session to show you how was the state of the communities before the coming of the prophets. That means there was A, B, C, D. And now, when the prophets came, this was their strategy, A, B, C, D. And we see how these strategies actually tackled those particular problems that existed in the communities before the coming of the messengers, which shows actually the kind of, upper hand that the messengers had in understanding the societies and trying to look for solutions for their problems. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
مُسَدَّدٌ وَالنُّورُ مَعْنَاهُ بَابُ الْعُلُومِ مرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه